Hello, welcome back. In the previous chapters, we've talked about capital budgeting techniques. What are the investment decisions? What are the investment methods? Okay, so to take the decision, now let's talk about what are these financial decisions. So today's session, we're going to talk about what are the different factors which influence the process of taking any kind of financial decision. What are the factors influencing the financial decision and analyze the considerations for taking these or managing these financial decisions. So let us talk about what are these financial decisions. So let's briefly do a small recap. What's a financial decision? It is that decision which concerns to a business when it comes to money. So we're going to talk about decisions per se finance. What is finance? Finance is any kind of money which the company borrows or lends, or it has raised for doing further business. In principle, if you talk about a finance manager, you being a finance manager or head of finance of a company, all such matters would be handled by you. All these problems which happen in the company are basically talking about finance, or they are talking about money. Why money? Because all these money comes with a lot of policy decisions, and the decisions are backed up with a lot of study with respect to what's the risk associated with the decision and how it's going to impact my business. So any kind of policy decision which the company takes is going to impact the entire working of the company, but it's going to impact the top line and the bottom line of the company, that is finance. That is the profitability, that is the revenue. The number gets impacted. Since the number gets impacted, every decision in the company leads to financial matters. And if it's not handled well, it could actually impact the company's share price. So the role of a finance manager becomes very, very important when it comes to decision making for financing decisions. So any kind of decision which the finance manager has to take, right from disposition of any asset, coming up with new income, shutting down of a particular plant, and any other factor to raise further money for the business are all termed as finance decisions. Let's talk about what are the basic factors that influence financing decision. Basic factors are primarily divided into two categories: external factors, internal factors. External factors are those factors which are external to the company. Let's talk about these external factors with some few examples mentioned. First external factor is state of economy. So right now we see that India is an emerging economy which is growing very fast. If that's the scenario, there are a lot of people who you will see purchasing power of individuals increasing, a lot of people investing money, a lot of people coming in the market. You'll also see a lot of people spending money. So the capital is flowing in the market, in the business very efficiently. So state of economy also decides whether you will get good business or no. What kind of financing decision can you take? So if you have a lot of people who are coming into the market to invest the money, why not come with an IPO for your company and raise the money from public? If you see a lot of people parking their money in the bank also, since they have a lot of purchasing power and they also have a lot of savings with them, then why not take a term loan at a cheaper interest rate? So are we in the state of boom recession for our economy? What's happening? How's the inflation rate in the country? You could decide what financial decisions to be taken. If we see that the market is booming, India is doing good, then you would expand your business in India. If you see that a foreign market is doing better and there's a lot of demand for your products in that market, why not venture in that market by raising capital from your home market? So the state of economy of any country would make you understand what kind of financial decision to be taken, from where to raise the money. There is a probability that I get a cheaper dollar loan for exporting my products to US. So I want to manufacture my product, and a forex loan is cheaper than an Indian loan. So financing decision says whatever is cheaper is more dearer. So why not I take an export credit at a cheaper rate and do the export and make, you know, save some cost for the company. So decide, look at the state of economy for your home country, for a foreign country, and decide how would you raise capital from that country. Next very important factor is the structure of capital market and money markets. When we're talking about structure of capital market, I want to understand how are SEBI regulation, how efficient is the Indian market right now, whether the process to raise money in the market is comparatively easier or it is very, very strict. What is the timeliness of receiving this credit? How fast do I need the credit and how much time will it take for me to raise money in India versus US? So I can also list my company in US and raise money in from or some receipts. So which procedure is more simpler? Depending on that, you will decide whether you want to go to the capital market to raise the money or no. Capital market here talks about the share market. Similarly, look at money market. Money market is basically debt market. Is it cheaper to raise money using debenture or is it better to take a bank loan? See, most of the companies don't want to go for a bank loan because it's a fixed commitment of interest, a legal obligation to pay interest every year. In case of debentures, I have a grace period. I have in a year, 2 years or 3 years. The term of debenture gives me that leeway, those many years to decide to give the entire money back. So should I raise money from the money market in form of debenture or should I give a bonus share or should I come up with a new share issue in the market is what I want to understand. So I will look at financial decision per se, what is the structure of the capital market and money market, how each market is performing and which would give me the finance at the cheaper price. Coming to state regulations, lot of states would declare tax holidays and government subsidies when it comes to investments. So in case I am looking at investment in those states, financing becomes very cheaper. So I may go to Niti Aayog or I may go to an MSME for that particular state and procure funds at a cheaper rate. So state regulation also may benefit as I'm getting some kind of tax incentive. I'm also getting cheaper interest-free loans or very low rate interest loans. So if that's the case, state regulation becomes an important factor for taking financial decision. Taxation policies. Getting a tax holiday or a tax subsidy is what each company wants to enjoy. My investment in companies which talk about renewable energy could actually attract such kind of tax subsidies and benefit for me. So right now, looking at ESG and sustainability, taxation is something which is very, very important to look at. So can I save my tax or can I minimize my tax payments and make benefit out of these factors by investing into renewable resources or into sustainable projects? If yes, I would raise finance, I would come up with a project which is sustainable. I would have a better investor impact for such kind of IPOs if the project is termed as sustainable. So it becomes easy for me to raise funds. I'll be also be able to get funds in the debt market at a cheaper rate compared to at a higher rate. So this basically factor would also impact my financial decisions and raising money in the market. Next is requirement of investor. I would want to understand what's my equity investor expecting, how much percent return, or what is my debt holder actually wanting. Whether my bank or whether my financial institution who's lending me money is very stricter on norms with respect to repayment, it's flexible, it is ready to give me debentures which could be converted into equity shares in future. What kind of terms are people defining when I'm going to raise money from the debt market is what I want to understand. Similarly, before I actually jump in and go to the market, share market, to raise money in form of equity, I would understand what is the bare minimum return which my sector gives. That's what is my investor expecting from me. So which one is more cheaper for me? That also helps me to take a decision which particular source to exploit when it comes to taking financial decision. The lender policy of financial institution becomes very, very crucial when we talk about these domains. So whether the financial institution is very, very stringent and it says, I want the entire money to be, given back in form of cash and no exchange of any kind of other securities for the repayment of the debt, then are you so stringent? What are the norms? Whether it's a floating interest rate or a fixed interest rate, what are the kind of risk associated with the, going with a particular lending institution? You will weigh and gauge all these probabilities and take the financial decision based on these factors. These are typically the external factors which I'm going to look at before I take a financial decision. Let's talk about my internal factors. How would my financial decisions change when we talk about factors in the company? So first very basic thing is the nature of business. If I am a company which is into consumer good, or if I'm a supermarket where the cash keeps on flowing every day, every few minutes or hours, do I really require debt? Not really. So the nature of business would actually decide what kind of investment avenue will you choose to raise capital. So I will require further money, you know, further debt only and only if I want to expand. And I'm in a better position to pay off debt if I am, say, Avenue Supermarket. Why? Because I have cash coming in. I can pay off my debt easily. Interest payments are better. It gives me tax benefit. I will go for debt instead of equity. In case I'm an infrastructure company, I have longer period for the project to get completed and generate cash flows. In this case, I would take a call what kind of capital invest, you know, I want to raise capital from, what kind of capital avenue I'm looking at, whether debt or equity. So it depends on the nature of your business. You decide whether you want to go for equity or debt. Size of the business also matters. If you're a smaller company going for debt, it becomes very, very difficult to raise debt because it's the company standing and profitability which the bank sees before lending you a loan. Maybe because you're a smaller business, you get a loan at a very higher price compared to bigger companies. So larger companies, it's easy to raise debt at a cheaper rate. In fact, it is easy to even get equity for these larger companies because they are brand in place. So size of business also limits your options at times. If you're a third very important internal factor is your expected return, cost and risk. So if you feel that your equity investor is only looking at, say, 12% return, then why not go for equity instead of debt? So it also depends on what kind of return are you going to get back to your equity shareholder, what is the cost involved in raising this money, and how much is the risk for each factor. So if it's a very, very promising business with a very low risk, with a higher return expected, then definitely you should go for an equity option for raising a huge chunk of money to get the first mover advantage. Next could be asset structure of a firm. What kind of assets do you hold? Do you hold fixed assets? What portion of fixed assets? In case of your current asset, what are your current assets? Are they having good or fair amount of liquidity? In case you have invested in fixed assets where your major investment is into land and building or plant and machinery, how much percentage that investment is also helps you understand whether you'll be able to raise money in, or you need to buy new assets or you want to lease it. So what kind of capital investment decision will you take? Whether you'll use your asset, you'll mortgage your asset to raise, you know, cheaper loans. Is it what you're going to do? So maybe a good asset structure can help you also do a mortgage to get lending at a cheaper rate. So asset structure of a firm also impacts the financial decision. Structure of ownership. If I am a sole proprietor or if I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a startup with lesser investors, it's easy and faster to take decision which per se investment option is better. If I am a company which is a big equity company with large shareholders, maybe such kind of decisions would require a board resolution and approval. So it would take time. So some decisions would require approval. So I may chuck off those avenues in case I want faster money. So I would also look at my ownership pattern to understand how much time does it take to raise the money and decide which avenue to choose first compared to the other. Probabilities of regular and steady earnings are something which each company will look at whenever any kind of investments are made. So my cash inflows, whether it would be steady from which year, also makes me understand whether debt is more better or equity, which one is risk-free, which one is cheaper. Age of the firm. If I'm a more mature company which has run a lot of projects, then it is easy for me to run a new project also. So my age in business, okay, when I'm talking about age of firm is my age and experience in business also helps me understand how faster can I get money. At times, because you are a brand created, you are in existence from last so many years, you enjoy the expertise, you can get a lot of private equity investors invest in your money or financial institution coming to you to lend you money to expand your business faster. So before you go for an IPO, entire private placement would take care of your funding requirement. Liquidity position of the firm and its working capital requirement also determines whether you will be requiring any further capital investment or no. If you have excess of cash, you could invest into further projects. Whether you retain the dividend or give back the dividend is what you will decide here. Restriction in debt agreements. Lot of financial institutions, when they come up with convertible debentures or when they come with redeemable shares, they are very strict on their norms. So if it's a redeemable preference share, it's a fixed dividend which they are expecting. If it's a convertible debenture, they are very stringent on the norms. It would get converted at what price, for how many years, what's the maximum price, etc. So these stricter norms for different institutions will also make you decide whether it is worth raising money from that particular source or not. And last but not the least is the management attitude. The attitude of the managing director or the team who's leading the entire firm also decide how aggressive or conservative they are in their policy for taking the business to the next level to ensure the company again makes the maximum profit to increase the shareholder value. This is with respect to internal and external factors. Let us now throw some light about what are the considerations for making these decisions. So what are the things which you need to keep in mind before you finally take a decision of raising this money from the market to do more business? So which source are you picking up? Why and how have you decided it is what we're going to talk about. First, financial decision, whether to take money from equity or whether to take it from debt or to raise money, not to raise money, it basically comes from your clear objectives and strategy. As a company, what's your objective? Whether you want to be a cost leader, what's your strategy? Are you a person who is basically the first mover in any kind of sector? Are you an innovator? Depending on this objective and strategy, you know what kind of investment requirements you have, what kind of fund requirements you have. Whether you want the funds to be put in R&D or whether you want to put the funds in getting the best quality of product at lower cost. So depending on your objective and strategy, you decide how to raise this money from the market. Next is financial statement and analysis. Every bank, every financial institution is going to check for your ratios, is going to check your financial statement for the last 3 years and 5 years to take a decision how well are you doing. Even as a company, you're expected to calculate some basic ratios. What's your debt equity level? What is your fixed asset, current asset level? This will basically make you understand what kind of return are you giving on your asset? What kind of return are you giving on your equity? Depending on this, you will take a decision whether you would want to raise money and from which particular source. So whether my assets are giving me the best return, whether I should put in more money in future assets or no, whether my equity shareholder are very happy with the return, I'm able to give them a good return. So what kind of ratio are generated from my past few years? That trend could be analyzed for understanding the financial decision. I may also do a budgeting and forecasting. When I'm saying budgeting and forecasting, you'll find out intrinsic value of your share for the next 3 years. You'll find out what kind of decisions are going to impact your PE ratio and take a decision whether it is really worth investing that money in any kind of capital decision. So I'm doing a capital decision. I'm raising money from the market, whether my equity shareholder will be happy or whether my debt is something which I should look at. So budgeting and forecasting with different avenues to find out what is my weighted average cost of capital is something which needs to be understood. Always ensure you have a lesser weighted average cost of capital so that you can make the maximum profit. Next is risk management. You look at different risk avenues. You'll also try to see what is the risk when you're raising money through debt or to equity or any avenue per se. We talked about different, financial points or consideration or obligations which the institution would put to you when giving you a debt, whether you are comfortable with it, whether you'll be able to manage that well so that you don't actually lose on your brand value when it comes to repayment. If yes, then only go for a particular avenue. Okay, one best example for risk management is also coming up with an innovative idea and having a venture capitalist enter the company. If that happens, you're also giving some part of decision making to your venture capitalist. Are you okay with it? How aggressive are you? Depending on that, take a call whether you want to go with this avenue or not. Investment decisions become very, very important. They actually lead your finance decision. So what kind of investment decision are you taking up? Is it just blocking money in some kind of fixed asset, or is it actually generating revenue or cash inflows every year? Depending on that, you know whether you'll be able to repay or no. So if I'm having a supermarket, coming up with two new supermarkets where cash is going to come up or roll up very fast, why not go for debt instead of equity? So investment decision also makes you understand whether you would take up a financial decision based on a particular source. Look at the capital structure, how much percent debt, how much percent equity. In most of the cases, a funding or a financial institution would look at your debt equity ratio versus your competitors. Some would want you to have a 2:1 ratio maintained for your debt equity. If that's the case, please check in what's the benchmark in the industry and try to match it in that particular format to take a decision. There could be compliance and there could be SEBI regulation or government regulation which are going to force you to take up some decision. So under priority lending, banks are ready to give you loan if you're an MSME. So why not go to a bank to take a loan at cheaper price? So compliance and regulations also help you. There could be a compliance for doing an environment change. There could be a compliance for changing the raw material. So financial decision, investment into a solar panel, investment into waste management system, they're all part of compliance now. If that's the case, such kind of investment require what kind of money, what kind of source, how much money. So that is a very important financial decision. Financial governance and control. Whatever financial investment you do, whatever financial decision you take, you need to ensure there is very clear governance followed. For each penny spent, you need to give details. You need to also map the impact. And you also need to talk about how the entire control mechanism comes when it comes to financial decision. This is one of the very important part of annual report now. A governance report. This ensures the company has good transparency level. This entire governance is based on your financial decisions and the process in which the decisions are taken. You may also take financial decision based on tax planning, looking at which inventory system to follow. If the tax is only LIFO, I have to maintain my inventory levels as per LIFO. It says use only written down value method or diminishing value method for depreciation. When it comes to tax revenues, I may use a straight line, but pay tax as per tax revenues. So my financial decisions are also changing based on whatever the tax norms or tax planning says. Okay, so if it is giving lesser tax, if the company is having lesser tax by investing 1/3 of the plant using sustainable, you know, raw material, why not convert it into a sustainable model? So tax planning also needs to be taken into consideration for such financial decision. Maybe raising debt is better because I'll get some kind of tax benefit on my interest. So raise debt instead of equity. Sustainability and responsibility reporting is going to impact each aspect of your financial decision. Each money spent is going to map the impact and outcome. For doing ESG and sustainability for future, if that's the case, take decision based on what factors and how much outcome can it deliver. So we've understood what are the different consideration and factors which you're going to take into account while taking a financial decision. Whether to raise this money from equity or capital, which one would be a better avenue for the company? Looking at these considerations, you as a finance manager or head would take your decision. Thank you for discussing with respect to financial decisions. Let's talk about different sources of finance and different sources of capital in the coming chapter.